नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम Canto 8, Chapter 23, Text 15, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Banda Acharya of ISKCON, Sri Shukra Uvacha, Kutastat Karma Vaishamyam, Yasya Karmeshvaro Bhavan, Yagyesho Yagya Purusha,
Shukracharya said, "My Lord, you are the enjoyer and lawgiver in all performances of sacrifice, and you are the Yajna Purush, the person to whom all sacrifices are offered. If one has fully satisfied you, where is the chance of discrepancies or faults in his performances of sacrifice?" Purport: In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Bhuktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. The Lord, the supreme proprietor, is the actual person to be satisfied by the performance of yajñas. The Vishnu Purana says, Vanashamata Ravata Purushena Parapuman Vishnu Raradyate Panta Nanyatato Shakaranam. All the Vedic ritualistic sacrifices are performed for the purpose of satisfying the Vishnu, the Yajna Purush. The divisions of society, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas are all meant to satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu. To act according to this principle of the Vanashram system is called Vanashram Acharan. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Sutta Goswami says, Atapam bhed vijasreshtha Vanashram avipagasham Svanushthithasya dharmasya samsidhya haritoshanam. O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging his prescribed duties according to caste divisions and orders of life is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything is meant to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, since Bali Maharaj had satisfied the Lord, he had no faults, and Shukracharya admitted that cursing him was not good. Shukracharya is admitting he's wrong. That's a sign of a great personality. Shukracharya is a great personality. He's not a devotee, but he's a great personality. So he's able to admit he's wrong. Although, ordinarily, he would never be, would never say such a thing. No one would accuse him of being wrong. And no one ever such a situation would arise, because being the guru, no one would challenge. We find in Gita, Arjuna has so many questions which may appear like challenges, but rather he's expressing doubts. It's a matter of attitude. It's not only what the question is asked, but how it's asked. Just like you could ask someone is speaking, Have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? It's the same question, but the attitude. One is a mood of submissive inquiry, the other is challenging. So questions may be asked. Questions should be asked. Tadvidhi panipatena pariprashnena seva, all these things. One should ask from the guru. Prabhupada mentions in the purport that the asking questions, it should be to the point, not silly questions. How many windows are there in the Empire State Building? And it's got nothing to do with spiritual life. There's no use to ask such a question. Or sometimes people bring up questions which are just splitting hairs, that saying is there in English. It has no real relevance. So just some very fine point which has some detail. One should know how to ask questions. Prabhupada, he said once, there are two kinds of questions. One is to understand Krishna, the other is to avoid Krishna. So, Shukracharya, he was a great guru, highly respected, no one would go against him. Even the Supreme Lord Vishnu is maintaining his respectable position by asking him the question, have you not done wrong? He's asking him, quite respectfully. Now, Shukracharya, he's being given so much honor, and he was upset that Bali Maharaj had dishonored him by breaking his word. That should not be done. No one, you shouldn't give up a guru. Generally. But in this case, Bali Maharaj was right in rejecting his guru because guru apyabhilaptasya kaya karma jana utpanna pratipannasya parityago vidhiyate. Shastra says that if one who is a guru is not properly situated, he doesn't know how to instruct you, what is the proper instruction to give. Or even if he was previously instructing properly but has now fallen away from the path, parityago should be fully rejected. Now sometimes, on the other hand, there's the Shastra. Shastra says that if you reject a guru who is properly situated, then you go to hell. As Shastra also says, if you take mantra from a non-Vaishnava, then both he and you both go to hell. Heavy statements. So how to adjust this? On the one hand, you shouldn't reject a bona fide guru. On the other hand, you should reject a guru if he may have been bona fide previously, but then if he's not now, then he should be rejected. So how to understand this? That means some waiting time should be there. One shouldn't just reject out of hand. Sometimes we see, actually it's going on around, in and around our ISKCON society at the present time, that sometimes gurus from the Gauriya Math, they reinitiate devotees who's initiated in ISKCON, whose gurus are in good standing. I know, at least one of mine. So they'll make up some reason that your guru, he's not properly, he's an offender to the Vaishnavas. They'll make up so many reasons and reinitiate them. But anyone who goes, good riddance to them. But actually this is not the proper system. This is actually despicable. That someone who's acting in Krishna consciousness shouldn't be rejected. Not like you're wearing some socks and they get some hole in them, you throw them away. Guru's not like a pair of socks. You don't like this color anymore, throw them away. Get a new pair. Have a guru jamboree. Which one today? Lottery. Which guru shall we have today? Just like this Life magazine in America, some years ago, they did a survey of what do people in the world believe about God, and they had all these stupid ideas. And so, what a stupid thing to do. They asked just different people in the world. Instead of asking someone who knows God, they asked just some different people who probably never even thought about it. So one boy in India said, well, I think it's boring just to worship one God. I worship a different God every day. One day Ganesh, one day Murga, one day Vishnu. Taking it very cheaply. What is the commitment to guru? That commitment is required. We see the example of Krishna himself. He doesn't need a guru. He's the guru of everybody. But he accepted a guru and took severe austerities to please his guru. Just to show the example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was chastised by his guru Mure Murka Deki Karilo Shasha. My guru said, "Sir, I'm a fool." He chastised me. But now, nowadays, guru chastised him. Who are you? You're telling me what to do? Who do you think you are? Well, my guru is not very nice. I thought guru is just supposed to smile at you. Yesterday I got a letter that we got some deities and we'd like your permission and blessings to worship them. You're supposed to ask permission and blessings before, not afterwards. I did this and this, you now rubber stamp. Come give me your rubber stamp. blessings. So I wrote back and said, forget it. You did it round the wrong way. And then they'll say, oh, guru's not very nice. I have to get a nice guru. Guru means heavy. Heavy with knowledge. So Shukracharya was guru. Of course, the word guru has different meanings. The real meaning of guru is Vaishnava, because guru means who takes away ignorance. And ignorance means Krishna Bhuli Seji Vanadi Vahimok. Ignorance means ignorance of Krishna. The general understanding of the word guru is a teacher. You have dancing teacher, music teacher, gambling teacher, everything. See, the Pandava, Yudhishthira was gambling, so he meant, someone must have taught. Even, I don't know now, but it used to be in India, even they have the truck driver and the helper, or the cleaner, they call it cleaner. So he used to, because he'd teach him to drive, so he'd think, he's just like my guru. Nowadays they're all off getting AIDS in the roadside pubbers. You know what I'm talking about? Driver's life. Every day new city, new wife. So they say. But that idea was there. That who's teaching me? They've given me something valuable. You have to respect. So Shukracharya was a guru, very respectable position. He did something wrong. He cursed Bali Maharaj. He exhibited some egoism. Still, he's not blamed for that. We have in the Shastra stories of Brihaspati, Brahma, Indra, great personalities, performing actually some very bad activities. Now, why is it recorded in Shastra? Because generally, what a great person does, we don't want to publicize. That's not like the modern age where everyone's looking. Anyone did any fault, immediately put it on the internet. They didn't make any fault, make something up. Put it on the internet. This is the modern version of Vaishnavism. We don't learn any such thing from Ramanujacharya, Nimbarkacharya. We never saw they did such a thing. But we find in the Shastra that great personalities, their faults are directly said. Why? Just to show how dangerous is lust, greed, envy, anger, pride. Here, Shukracharya was cursing Bali Maharaj out of attachment, out of pride, egoism. Others did worse. But it's not that we are to blame. We see the Supreme Lord is not blaming. It's just to show us how dangerous, just like you're saying, is the Daksha Yajna. All great personalities, whether they're cursing, counter-cursing, it is to teach us that even on the heavenly planets, or even among great personalities, there may be, if we're not fully Krishna conscious, that we are subject to the influence of the lower modes of nature at any time. When Daksha was performing his yajna, he invited all the sages and saints, it's a big festival, all the people from, not exactly festival, because a yajna is very solemn. When we think of festival, we think of very blissful, but yajna is very solemn, and very much in the mood of awe and reverence, but it was all arranged, and yajna means for creating auspiciousness. They never imagined that within a few moments the whole thing would just turn into a complete fight, and that there'd be the yajna arena would be all, it'd be all urinated in and murdering and stool passing and so many things, totally inauspicious. So it's just warning us that even among great personalities, if we're not careful, then we can very quickly just flip into the lower modes of nature. That is the nature of Maya. Maya is very strong. If you, even a little chance, Maya will come in. You always have to be careful. Prabhupada said, I'm always afraid of that crack. There's a little crack. Just like the river is in the monsoon, they put the high bank. If there's a little crack in the river bank, then the flooding river will come in and flood the whole town. So we're afraid of the crack. Crack becomes bigger. So that's just to warn us what can happen if we indulge in egoism or pride. And generally a Vaishnava, we think, a Vaishnava is very soft-hearted, although sometimes we see some great Vaishnavas even, they appear to be very stern or very even tempered. Sometimes it may be seen. But generally the symptom of a great Vaishnava, the general symptom is a Vaishnava should be soft-hearted. That's the general symptom. If we see someone who's always harsh, Krodha Pariusham Evacha, that in Gita Krishna says, Dambho, Darpa, Abhimanascha, Krodha Parasham Evacha, Agyanam Cha Vijatasya, Partha Sambhadam Asurim. Darpa, Dambha, Abhiman, these words are very similar. Pride, conceit, arrogance, anger, Parusham means very harsh speaking. Karakasha Kata, very speaking nastily, always very sharp and cutting words, expert in finding the faults in others. Some people are good at that. Then this is it's not a symptom of Vaishnava, actually it's a demoniac symptom. So Vaishnava means generally very soft. It may become angry also for the sake of serving the Lord. So many examples are there. The two great books, the two most famous books in India, at least, they were previously the basis of Indian culture, Ramayana, Mahabharata, is the story of two wars, fighting, in which the heroes are, actually in the Ramayana, the main hero is Hanuman. He did more than Ram. Ram, he built a bridge. Hanuman jumped. By the grace of Lord Ram, Hanuman was more than Ram. Even Hanuman himself could have just patapat, finished everything off. No, he'd just gone to Lanka, brought Sita, killed all Ravana, Ityadi, and all finished. But then there'd be no Ramayana, so Sita said, no, go back, let Ram come and get me. In Mahabharata, of course, there's no one central figure so much, but Arjuna is the hero. He comes out as the hero. Krishna told him, Nimitta Matram Bhava Sabhya Sarjan. I'm doing everything, you become the instrument, you get the fame. What is that? Labdvaya Shashva. You will gain fame by fighting, Krishna says. You become famous. So fighting, angry, but that's not the general center of Vaishnava. Vaishnava means Sushila, Sadhava, Sushila, well behaved, all the good qualities. Yasyasti bhakti bhagavatya kinchana sarvai gunais tattva samasati sura. All the good qualities which are expected in the demigods automatically accrue to a devotee of the Lord. Here we see the guru of the demigods, Shukracharya. He is exhibiting such a good quality. He was wrong. He's not used to being shown, exposed as being wrong. But he admits. He immediately admits. He doesn't try to make any excuse. Immediately says, I'm wrong. One who says like that, he'll be excused. If someone tries to avoid, someone's done something wrong and he tries to cover it up by saying some lie or trying to make some excuse or deny that he did it. And people won't appreciate it. They think, what is this? He's rascal, already did something wrong, and now he's trying to cover it up. He's double rascal. But if you just admit, yes, I'm wrong, that humility, that is appreciated. If you're actually humble, that means you say, yeah, I was wrong. And then you go on and do the same wrong thing. You don't care. To admit you're wrong means you have to try to improve. That is appreciated. Shukracharya is showing this quality, some truthfulness. That's one of the qualities of a Brahmin. Main quality. Prabhupada always used to say, Brahmana means even if his enemy comes and asks him something, he'll immediately disclose. Because he hasn't got anything to lose anyway. That is the quality of a Brahmana. He's not duplicitous. Straightforward. Arjava. Arjava means straightforward in his behavior. Actually, one can only be straightforward if he has no personal self-interest. Otherwise, you'll always be diplomatic. Because you're always trying to manipulate the situation for your own supposed self-interest. Straightforwardness can be there in someone who has got nothing to get from anyone else, who's not trying to use or exploit someone else. Generally, everyone deals with everyone else. What can I get out of you? How can I... Even they write these books like How to Win Friends and Influence People. That was the... Now there are so many more sophisticated books. Management theory. The whole idea is you be nice to people, and in that way you get them to do what you want them to do for your own benefit. So the real aim is to get something out of them. Or the idea that, yeah, we should all share together. But the idea is that if everyone has that attitude, I will be benefited. Ultimately, everyone is interested in themselves. That story is there. Valmiki, he was a great dacoit. So Narad Muni asked him, why are you doing all this? I have to maintain my family. You get so many sinful reactions, don't you know? Why don't you go ask your family if you're stealing for them? Go and ask your family if they'll share. They're sharing all the food that you're stealing and the money. Go and ask them if they're going to share the sinful reactions. So he went home and said, hey, look, you know, every day I'm killing 20 people and stealing their money, and you're enjoying. Are you going to share the sinful reactions? He said, forget it. So then Valmiki became Valmiki. He said, I'm not going to be a dacoit anymore. What should I do? Chan mara 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 rama 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 rama. Became a great devotee. So everyone's self-interest, family life, is supposed to be, I love you. But it's all based on sense gratification, what I can get from you. In the material world, consideration of sense gratification is always foremost. So even from the materialistic point of view, even for the sake of sense gratification, to have good qualities is also good. Shukracharya's qualities ultimately don't do him any good because he's not a devotee of Vishnu. That's why I said, harava bhaktasya kato maham gunaya manavratena asti dhavato vihi. Non-devotees have no good qualities. And we say, what? What's that? You see so many people very pleasant in their behavior. Many times I heard it said that, well, that sometimes people, our own devotees say, actually the karmis, they're better behaved than our devotees. That's not good. Devotees, they should be a model of good behavior. Not that when you join the ashram, you're supposed to be following in the footsteps of great devotees, not following in the footsteps of Ravana. Yes, we're modeling our lives on the great personalities in the scriptures, such as Ravana. He's also in scripture. Hiranyakashipu, you'll find in Bhagavatam, Sri Hiranyakashipu Ruvacha. Sri, he's given some respect. Now that may be that non-devotees, they have some good qualities, but it's all external. It's not connected to the soul. It's not connected to the matter of serving Krishna. So it's all temporary. It's not on the real platform. real good qualities on the substantial platform, they mean coming from the soul, not from the mode of goodness, not from any mundane culture, but from Krishna, because Krishna is Ananta Kalyana Guna Vishishta. He is naturally imbued with all good qualities, which are non-different from him. Krishna and his qualities are non-different. So a devotee, by performing devotional service, which is also non-different from Krishna, he becomes imbued with all good qualities. So we want to see that. That is one of the tests of a Vaishnava, how much he's developing good qualities, that we should see. Certainly we don't expect, just like we don't expect a devotee to be hard-hearted, so we don't expect him to be. You see here that in Gita that's mentioned, krodha parusham. Krodha means anger. Parusham, harsh speech. These are the symptoms of demons. But the devotees may also do. Hanuman's getting angry. Arjuna's getting angry. Harsh speech. Hanuman spoke very roughly to the Ravana and his soldiers. So what does that mean? That means that anger may be there for a Vaishnava. That doesn't mean that his general symptom is anger. His general symptom is sweet, because Krishna is sweet. Devotee should be like Krishna. Of course, Krishna has so many aspects. Krishna is sweet. He can be salty also. So many different aspects are there. But we find, what is the essence? Madhurya. The essence of all the different rasas, sweet, salty, spicy, astringent, bitter, sour. So the essence of all the rasas is madhurya, sweetness. So a devotee is sweetness that is wanted. Shukracharya is manifesting some of that. That may be manifest through the external, maybe the perverted reflection of sweetness. Even that, even the perverted reflection of sweetness is better than the perverted reflection of harshness. So devotees should try to develop these qualities. Shukracharya has some good quality. He's admitting his mistake. Even he's a great personality, he realizes he's not as great as Vishnu. So he's not as big a demon as others. Duryodhana also saw the universal form of the Lord. Shukracharya saw. He realized, this is Vishnu. Duryodhana saw, he thought Krishna is just some trick, that's all. He still didn't want to accept Krishna. So he's a dyed-in-the-wool demon. Dyed-in-the-wool means unchangeable. Fast color, won't change, not going to change. Nothing could change Duryodhana. Even Krishna himself went to Duryodhana and showed his universal form and said, hey, look, I'm God. He refused to accept it. No, no way. Don't believe. Just some trick. Wouldn't accept. So Shukracharya is not that much demoniac. Still our Mahajana in this story is Bali Maharaj, Bali and Prahlad. They are our Mahajanas. We're not following Shukracharya. We have to follow Bali. Shukracharya had a good quality, admitted his mistake, but Bali is much, much greater because he surrendered everything to Krishna. This means that we can take, if we see some good quality, even in a person who is not a devotee, we can also adopt that. Prabhupada himself used to quote Napoleon, who was a demon. He was just going from one country to another, conquering them all, killing so many people, for no reason except false prestige. Prabhupada quoted him, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. You can take good instruction. There's a king of Scotland, Robert the Bruce, who was always being defeated by the English in battle. So one time he'd been defeated yet again, and he ran away and was hiding in some cave, and he was fed up. He thought, I'm getting defeated every time, just like Jarasandha. What am I going to do? He was depressed. Then he saw a spider trying to climb up but again and again falling down. But he kept on trying and trying and trying again. And then eventually he succeeded and got up and over to the next point. So Robert the Bruce went on fighting. 18 times he was defeated. Next time he was successful. Failure is the pillar of success. So we can take some instruction, even from non-devotee, if there's some good quality. It was not a good quality to fight for just for some I am the king. It has no meaning as far as the eternal platform of Krishna consciousness is concerned. But our platform, that we may be failing in the battle with Maya. Maya is again and again overcoming us, but we should go on trying and Krishna will help us. That's the lesson we can take. So everywhere we can, if we're alert, we can find lessons everywhere. We're always learning. If our intelligence is alert, that requires study of Shastra, because we have to see Shastra Chakshuhu, we have to see through the eye of Scripture. If we see through the what is going on in the world through the eye of Scripture, we can learn so many things. You see, Prabhupada, so many times devotees would bring different things. We saw this in the paper, or this is the news, and Prabhupada would give some Krishna conscious commentary. Very interesting. Prabhupada taught us to see the world in a completely different way. I've known all these words, devotee, demon, I know. What is it? How Prabhupada gave some analysis like this from Shastra. So we should learn all these things. Therefore we have class in the morning too. At least in the morning our intelligence can become alert to thinking of Shastra. Hearing. When we say hearing, it doesn't just mean hearing. Just like an animal can also sit. But hearing means alert. Trying to understand. Shravan, after Shravan comes Manan. Manan means to think about it. Shravan, Manan, and next is Nididhyasana. To apply that in your life and get practical realization. So hearing is not just meant for some kind of formality, but so too we can think about it and become realized. The ultimate goal is realization. Hare Krishna. Any question? Question is, what's for prasad today? That's a question. It is said that Lord Vishnu respects Shukracharya for his scholarliness, even though he is not a devotee. Not only scholarliness, for his brahminical qualities, of which scholarliness is one. His brahminical qualities and position. You come across many persons who have saintly qualities and who are scholars in many fields, they are not Vaishnavas. How should we deal with such persons? Give them one of Prabhupada's books. That's the first thing. That's a good thing to do. Respect, definitely. Prabhupada was very respectful. He would talk about demons, and when he met with people, especially if someone was a scholar or had a big position in society, Prabhupada would deal very respectfully. Even you see, Sanatana Goswami, he took leave from Nawab Hussain Shah. And he had all the Brahmins, they were just reading Bhagavatam. When Nawab Hussain Shah came into the assembly, they were all pundits reading Bhagavatam, they all stood up. He's a beef eater. Rogue who stood up because he's the king. Should be respected. Maranam Chandradhipam, Krishna says among men I am the king. So give respect. Respectable people should be respected. Yeah, we bought Krishna. We bought Krishna. Very cheap. We bargained and bought Krishna very cheap.
And then they asked Guru's permission and some of the Buddhas to copy them.
Maybe.
What will you pay that master?
Definitely. I mean, why have a Guru at all? A Guru is just some rubber stamp that you have. There's no meaning, is there?
Yeah. they take the advice from the Lord Brothers and other Sunni devotees. Others who have done the same mistake, they recommend them. Okay, no problem with it.
Then it's all a farce. One thing I see, you're keeping Ladu Gopal deities here. Why don't you keep Gaunitai deities? Actually, someone wrote and said that someone has given me Ladu Gopal deity. I wrote back and said, give back. Prabhupada never taught us to worship Ladu Gopal. If you worship Ladu Gopal, that's okay. But at least Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we should teach people to worship, especially Gaunitai. In their home. So worshipping Gaunitai, actually anyone can worship, Prabhupada told that. We can sell. Prabhupada's talking about our book distribution in the West. Prabhupada said, just like you distribute books, you can distribute Gaunitai deities. Because he said, the Gaunitai is so merciful, they won't take any offense. They can go even in a meat eater's home, they won't take offense. They're so merciful. So in that sense, well, maybe you don't need permission to worship Gaunitai, but then if you have a guru, why don't you take it? Otherwise, what's the meaning to having a guru? The guru may also say, well, give some directions. You know, you have to be very careful, especially the young children in the home, you have to keep in such a way that the children don't just pick them up and put them in their mouth or anything. Anything can happen. Can also. They're also very merciful. Prabhupada also said that Jagannath is so merciful that even everyone in Orissa is eating fish, still he accepts their worship. But especially Gaunitai. Radha Krishna, you should be careful. Radha Krishna, accept offenses.
What about those who already have? I'm not going to hear about the deities or
You have to see in the individual circumstances. If they're being worshipped in the family for many years, then they should continue. Someone, I think Vasaraj was telling me some story. One man from Madras or somewhere, they met Prabhupada in America, Smartas. So they always used to do Radha Krishna Kalyanam. Then they stopped, they went to America and they stopped. And they met Prabhupada, and Prabhupada never met them before. He said, you should continue your Radha Krishna Kalyanam. You know that story.
Sometimes Radha Krishna, our Madras is come. It's a devotee, Guruspa devotee has Radha Krishna. We can find good Radha Krishna can come here and Radha Krishna can come here. So it's you can give the deity and do Radha Krishna here.
What do you mean, do Radha Krishna? You can worship here, Radha Krishna, you can also. Rukmini is also not different from Radha.
So, if they respond
in
the ring, the ladies
can follow,
then
you
can worship here.
Can do, yeah. We should be encouraged deity worship at home, but we shouldn't encourage it in a cheap way. Devotees should know what they're doing. So many times they take it, let's say, some kind of dolls or something like that. It's a very serious thing. Actually, if you see Prabhupada's books, when he talks about deity worship at home, he mostly talks about Radha Krishna. But when he spoke about it, he mostly spoke about Gaunitai. So, my understanding is that not so many families are ready for worshipping Radha Krishna. It should be a very good standard. I mean, I've seen traditional family. One man in Bengal is worshipping, doing about 8 hours of puja a day. Very small, like this, maybe this size Radha Krishna. Like that, you see. Generally, Radha Krishna also you find in people's homes. I'm talking about traditional families who are worshipping for many generations. But they used to have a standard that everyone, a whole family would rise early in the morning, attend the Mangalarti. If you're going to have Radha Krishna deities at home, you better get up early and worship them. and have everyone attend in the family and offer them decent bhog and not watch TV in your home and so many things. Anyway, you shouldn't watch TV in your home anyway. You should be very strict. Okay, Hare Krishna.